Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday from our Daybreak series, Cale and Ed did a great job of talking to us about these midweek days from the last week of Jesus' life, the week that we refer to as the Passion Week, the last week of his earthly life pre-resurrection. They did a great job talking to us about how Jesus likens his life to the parable of the vineyard owner. It says that a man takes great care of his vineyard. He goes to great lengths to get the right seeds, to get the right grapes, to dig, to put fences around his vineyard, to prepare it as well as possible, the right location. He does all these things to make sure that his vineyard is fruitful. And yet, whenever the man sends servants to check on the progress and the caretakers of the vineyard, they wound them, they hurt them, they beat them up. So the man sends his son, and when he sends his son, the caretakers of the vineyard think, well, we'll take the son and kill him because he's the heir, and then we'll become the owners of the vineyard. It's an obvious reference to Jesus as he comes to God's vineyard, to the people of Israel. If you have the opportunity to go back and read Isaiah chapter 5, the parable that Jesus shares is an obvious reference, the New Testament reference to Isaiah chapter 5, where God does the very same thing with the people of Israel in the Old Testament. He makes the very same picture, and I believe Jesus is clearly referencing that. And I think as we look at it, in light of this current crisis, I think one of the things that came out of the message from Ed and Cale is that crises have a way of showing us this illusion of control. That even though things like entitlement, for example, is very natural to the human psyche, natural to the human soul, even though entitlement is natural, it's certainly not profitable. We live in a world where everyone, including me, feels like they deserve special treatment with minimal investment. Jesus is this incredible example of just the opposite of that. Jesus came and invested his life, his spiritual energy, his social energy, and his relationship with the disciples, and how he modeled biblical community for us. His physical life, he said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus, as he traveled this earth, he seemed to hold possessions very, very loosely, instead of how we tend to hold them very, very tightly. He's this great model of maximum investment and without asking for special treatment at all. As a matter of fact, he almost rejected any kind of special treatment that he could have received. He voluntarily is walking his way to the cross with these people who, at the beginning of the week, are seemingly calling for him to be their king. And at the end of the week, he lives among this city that now is calling for his life. So he is the Messiah, just not the Messiah that they want. So I think what that says to us is that as we sense the days kind of wane on in this crisis a little bit, it's going to be a little bit frustrating and a little bit annoying. It's going to be like sandpaper to our soul that our lives have not been just disrupted for a few days or even for a week, but longer than that. And as these days move on and as things get more difficult, it's going to be increasingly important to make sure that we come through this learning the lessons of loving God first, of reading his word in, processing it in the context of your life, praying it back to him, walking in a mode of repentance, making sure that we're serving our way through this crisis instead of seeking to be served. So I'm going to pray for us as we start out a new week, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. Lord, I pray these truths for my own soul, Lord, that you would just crush this spirit of entitlement in us, this illusion of control and freedom that we have. God, this crisis has, in a lot of ways, destroyed our notions of that, but God, it leaves us wondering and kind of wandering. So God, I just ask for your presence to be so strong in the lives of our spiritual family here at LifePoint, that we would see what you see, that we would hear what you hear, that we would invest our lives the way that you call us to. And that God, as we do that, we will see and sense your presence, that you will grow spiritual fruit in us. And it'll be fruit that will remain. And God, as you send your spirit to minister to us, God, I pray that we're not like the caretakers of the vineyard who just simply want their own way, but God, that we're receptive to the Spirit and surrendering our lives to him. I want to give you a minute right now to take the opportunity to pray and ask for God's presence in your life today. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the DriveCast, especially during these days, to focus your heart on what God is doing. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to join us again tomorrow and to love your neighbors well, to draw life from God and to point others to him. God bless. Have a great day.